Hi, this is Mark Brady. I'm the pastor at Anchor Faith Church in Valdosta, Georgia. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. We believe it will bless you and minister to you. Now get ready to receive a word from God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say this with me. Religion sucks. Amen. Sucks the power out of the word, the love out of the word, the strength out of the word. They take prosperity out of the Bible, healings out of the Bible. It sucks everything good out of the Bible. Amen. And we believe, God, that you're going to be free from all religious thought, anything from your past. And a lot of time, you know, aren't you glad the blood of Jesus washes away mainly your past, your old way of thinking? Amen. Transforming us by the renewing of our mind. And let's just pray now. Father, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And we thank you in Jesus' name that you, in the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of you, the eyes of our heart enlightened, that we know the hope of our calling, the riches of our inheritance in the saints, and the incomparable great power for us who believe, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Turn to Luke 12, 32. I start there every service, every kingdom rise. Amen. Three kingdom rises ago, I came here and we were moving out of our church building into a new building. So I told my wife to stay behind and get us moved. And this year, my wife, we're moving out of our house into a new house. And we close on the house Friday, and I told her to stay behind and get us moved. Amen. Make sure it's all done when I get back. It's really kind of a coincidence that it's happened like, she said, because I knew, how long ago did we know about this conference? A while back. And then she's like, I got to do what? Yeah, I said, you're good at it now. You've gotten good at that. Luke 12, 32, praise the Lord. Good to be here. Love, love, love being in Valdosta. Praise the Lord. What an awesome group of people. Amen. They don't come any better than this, do they? Amen. Maybe except St. Augustine. Earl went well. Amen. Maybe Fort Walton Beach. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our people are really the best. And then everybody else comes. Amen. We're all kings. Amen. With dominion. Look over here, if you would, in Luke 12, 32. It's to me where the kingdom message, I always like to begin with it. It says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Say kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure to give. Amen. How many of you glad God don't give and take away? He gives. Amen. God's not killing, stealing, destroying. God is giving you life in abundance. Praise the Lord. But what is he giving? He's not just giving you forgiveness. How many of you know a lot of believers out there think, I just got forgiven. I'm just a forgiven sinner. You're not a forgiven sinner. Amen. You are not just, you don't just get heaven. Amen. In 37 more years, you get to die and go to heaven. No, I have been given the kingdom. Say the kingdom. I have the kingdom. Anybody glad you got the kingdom? I didn't know what this meant when I got saved. A lot of you, some of you have heard my story, testimony now is that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm just like Jesus. We got the same Father, same Spirit, same seat, same anointing. Everything about us is the same. Amen. Amen. How many are glad that Jesus now has restored us back to what man lost? Man lost the kingdom. The whole Bible is about the kingdom. Everything in the Bible is kingdom. Man was given royalty and authority in day one of the Bible. Man lost it, and what Jesus restored was man's royalty and man's authority. Amen. You've been given back all of your royalty. You are now no longer a slave. You are a son. Amen. A son of the king. Amen. You are royalty today, and you've been given your authority back today. You did not get a religion. Again, religion sucks. Amen. Everything good out of the Bible. Amen. Everything good out of the Bible. I mean, who would go to a religious church? Who would go to a church that is quiet, dead, not lively? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boring. Who would want to spend their life in boring forever? Aren't you glad heaven's not going to be boring? Amen. Aren't you glad you don't have to, I mean, you think of heaven like church forever, and everybody thinks, well, I don't really want to go do that. I mean, I'm going to sit there forever and it's going to be boring and quiet and be quiet. You're going to sit here. How long does this take? I mean, everybody looking at their watch. How long is this going to? It's forever. Shut up. You're staying here forever. And you're going to like it and it's going to be fun. It's not about that. It's about us ruling and reigning and taking dominion. And really, this is our third Kingdom Rise conference. And the word kingdom, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The word kingdom is two words. It is king's domain, king's dominion. Amen. So who did he give king's dominion to? Amen. It says it clearly. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you king's dominion. Amen. How many of you know your royalty and your authority's back? Jesus came to restore us back to everything Satan had stole. Amen. He took it. Jesus said, I'm getting it back. And as soon as he gave man back his authority, filled him with the Holy Ghost, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and then you'll get busy going into all the world. You'll get busy going and making disciples, amen? You'll be, get busy pressing in. You'll get busy not just coming out, you'll be going in, amen? We're going to be looking at something today, but how many of you know in verse 9, one of my favorite verses, right after Acts 1:8, you will receive power. After that, it says, he was taken away. It's like he said, that's all I got to say about that. What does that mean? Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. Why? I'm through. I came. I gave you back everything you need. I gave you back. I restored to you what you lost. Now you do. Say you do. You do what I've called you to do. You do now what I've made you to do. And that is what? To rule and reign. Where was man restored back to? His original intent. His original intent was be fruitful, multiply, take dominion. Say take dominion. So this is the third Kingdom Rise Conference. So I know right now, after 3 years in Valdosta, at least in Valdosta, how many have we done? 9 or 10 now in different places. 2 over here, 3 over there, 3 or 4 with you, 3 or 3 up here. So really, by now, you ought to be so tired of winning that winning ought to just be, because here's the deal. You're not going to hear this for 30 years and then get victory. Did you hear what I said? It don't take you long to hear this. This is not a doctrine. This is a demonstration. This is not a faith is not a teaching. Faith is a lifestyle. The just shall live by faith. Amen. So we're not going to have 30 of these and you finally coming out of depression. Did you hear me? You're not going to have part 22 and I need to hear this one good time. I'm a king. I rule. I reign. Say, I rule, I reign. No more does depression rule me. No more does anxiety attacks rule me. No more does alcohol rule me. No more does porn rule me. I now rule and I now reign. Now, say right now. Right now. I'm not waiting to get it. I already got it. The gospel is not what God is going to do. The gospel is what God has already done. Religion is still trying to wait on God, wait on God. Religion to keep you waiting and get you dead. Kingdom of God is right now. I walk out of here and I win. Amen. Win. I don't have to hear 17 more messages. Amen. I don't have to go and, well, I just waiting to get the latest revelation. Revelation is you're a king with dominion. Now start winning. Amen. You've been defeated. How many of you come out? Come out. We're talking about come out. Praise the Lord. Lord brought us out of something, but he didn't just bring you out of something. He brought you. Go over there because that's where we're going to go today because the Lord is, title of this is non-negotiable. Say non-negotiable. It is not negotiable for me to be defeated anymore one day in my life. Amen. I don't negotiate with devils. I don't negotiate with opposition. I don't negotiate with people. I don't negotiate in my head. It is non-negotiable. I'm going into the good land. Not staying in the land of even. Praise the Lord. It is a sad thing that we see in the church where a lot of the church world dies day to day. Dies month to month. And really, if you look at the plan of God and God's children, and it's the Bible, the Old Testament is given as our example, and you have people, the children of God came out from the hand of Pharaoh into the land of Even, and then God's plan for them was the land flowing with milk and honey. Anybody hit milk and honey yet? Amen. Glory to God. Because here's the deal. Most people stay in Even about 40 years. They stayed in the land of Even about 40 years. How many of you know it says they were on an 11-day journey that took them 40 years? So really, God's plan is leaving you in the land of Even 11 days. You got 11 days to stay over there in Even territory, and after that, you ought to be coming up to abundance. You don't have 20 years to stay in the land of Eden. We got stuff to do. We got things to accomplish. We got a domain to go take. But believers all over the world, they settle less than what God has called them into. God didn't bring you out to bring you into the land of Eden. Manna and quail, manna and quail, manna and quail, manna and quail. And that manna and quail was supposed to be an 11-day meal. But isn't God merciful that he kept feeding them for 40 years? Their shoes didn't even wear out. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 8, verse 7, praise the Lord. But I see this, and we got a lot of people that are, how many of y'all know some po' folks? It's a shame they're in the church. Amen. We got some people that need to start thinking bigger, saying, I'm taking, watch this right here. It says, the Lord your God, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 7. Deuteronomy 8, verse 7. I think it's really cool. Pastor Darrell talked about pressing in. Pastor Mark talked a while ago, just a little earlier, about coming out. We came out of this, going into that. And the whole, I think this, you could even title this, I'm going in. I'm going in. I will not die in the land of Eden. Amen. I have been given dominion, and dominion means domain. And I will be taking territory. It's not okay. God did not send you here to go to church. Praise the Lord. God didn't send you here to get a doctrine. He called you here to be a demonstration. When people see you, they say, that's what winning looks like. How many of you glad people see you and they say, man, it looks like they're winning. I want what they got. You don't want people just to say they have a good doctrine. They got a good life. Amen. They're living the good life. Because watch what this says. It says the Lord your God is bringing you, say, into a what? Good land. Watch this. A land of brooks and waters, fountain springs that flow out of the valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey. A land in which you will eat carbs. You will eat carbs. Amen. Quit all this Atkins stuff. Amen. God said, eat a lot of bread. I didn't write it. I read it. Amen. Get that old crazy stuff out of here. You don't bring me no gluten-free menu. Give me the menu that is extra gluten. Praise the Lord. I don't want gluten-free. Sir, we got a gluten-free menu. I don't want it. Give me all the gluten. Gluten, bread. Without scarcity, amen? Watch this, in a land where you will lack what? Nothing. Say, I lack for nothing. Lack, I'm allergic to. I don't negotiate with lack. I don't negotiate with lack. Lack is not an option for a believer. If you're lacking today, you're not following God well today. Did you hear what I said? If you're lacking, you're not following well. You can go from the land of Eden for a little while, only 11 days. You get an 11-day journey in the land of Eden. And then by then, you ought to be seeing more than enough. How many of you are glad when people see you? And here's the saddest thing. I have a family member, an immediate family member back in Louisiana that called me the other day and wanted to know if he could hold $44 to finish paying his light bill. You remember that? Can I hold 20? Can I hold a 20? You got a 20 I can hold, preacher. You got a 20. I had an immediate family member that is a grown man that wanted to borrow $44. I come out of poverty. I come out of lack. How many of you know when you come out of lack, but has lack come out of you? I came out of lack, going to the land of more than enough, but you're going to find this out when we turn over here in just a second. Many of God's children die in the wilderness. Many of God's chosen children don't make it to more than enough. And we're going to see why, because they love to negotiate with themselves, lie to themselves and say, I'm not big enough, I'm not strong enough, I can't do it, we're not able. But how many of you know we're well able? We're well able. And I mean all about, I still ought to hear about that. Holy Ghost fire, they're possessing the land. I love it that you bought the house across the street. I love it that I run with people buying malls. Praise the Lord, we're taking territory, amen? I'm not running with the lack people. I'm running with the blessed people, amen? Going all over the world, preaching the gospel, doing something for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, amen? Because here's the deal, if all we're doing is coming, and we're not going. You have the wrong idea of kingdom. I need to go get another sermon from Pastor Earl. I need his latest revelation. What you going to do with the last one you got? Right. Say amen. What you going to do with the last one you got? Because God will, if you walk in the light you have, then God will give you more. Amen. But watch what happens is we aren't good. We get out here. Go over here if you would. I'm going to go to Numbers. Numbers 13, verse 1. Numbers 13, verse 1. It's non-negotiable for Roddy and Roddy's house. We will die in the land of overflow. We're going to die in the good land. Say good land. I got a good land for you. He said, I have a good land. I was saying this when I had a car that was a hoopty. The tent was falling off the back windows. The horn was falling off in my lap. The roller upper thing on the car did not work. Why? Because I got drunk. I don't know if you know my story, but I was a drunk dude for 24 years, drinking a case of beer every day. Lost $70,000 on riverboats. So I locked my keys in my car all the time. Lock my keys in the car all the time and sitting there so the window roller upper wouldn't roll up and down. The horn, I hit it one night and it fell off in my lap. So when you turn to the left, the car started honking on its own. Turn to the right. And when it get to McDonald's, they say, you want a number one big, you want it, would you like to biggest size that? And I'm sitting here having to pick up my window, push it down, pick it up. Push, and then the number four is the only thing worked on the air conditioner. 1, 2, and 3 was broke. So it either worked on 4 or nothing. So you either froze or you burned to death. Amen. So I'm sitting here picking up windows, putting them down, tent falling off the back windows. It's rough. And I looked around one time, and after I heard the revelation of kingdom and all of this, and I'm driving this car. And I said, Lord, I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't think a king ought to be living like this. You know, rolling up in the drive-thru, how you doing? I'm a king, I rule, I reign. They said, it sure don't look like you reigning. Reigning in your car is what it's doing, amen. Reigning in your car is what's happening. You're not reigning in nothing. Rain is coming on you. You ain't taking no domain. It's a sermon. And I don't want a sermon. If you can just preach a sermon and not show me the lifestyle, I don't want to hear you preach. And the Lord's told me recently, is it real to you? Are you really a king with dominion? Or are you going to get in fear, doubt, and unbelief when you see something large? Because when God brings you to a large land, there may be large opposition. Am I talking to anybody in here that's trying to take some large territory? One person, amen? Praise the Lord. Am I talking to anybody that's taking large territory? Doing big stuff for the kingdom? Amen. Need about 2 more planes. Need about 15 more trucks. Need a whole lot more to do. I don't have a doctrine. I got a demonstration. I don't have a belief. I got a whole lifestyle. Amen. Amen. Faith is not a teaching. Oh, the teaching of faith. The Bible says the just shall live. Live by means lifestyle. If all you got's a teaching, you ain't got much. If all you know is that you are a king with dominion, you don't know much. Unless you're doing something. It's not the hearer that's blessed. It's the doer that's blessed. And if you'll walk in this word, people will look at you and they'll say, look what the Lord has done for them. Read it. Read it in Psalm 126:1. It says the heathen said the Lord has done great things for them. How many of you want the sinner out there saying, God been good to them? I don't know that God they got, but man, whoever it is they following has been really good to them. They don't say, wow, they have great doctrine over there. I love what they teach at that church. They don't know what you teach, and they don't give a flying flip what you teach them. They want to see some goodness of God. But our doctrine is great. Well, is that doctrine changing everything about your ministry, your lifestyle, what it is you're doing? And really, people, not many people are going to go with you, and you and pastors in here, ministers in here, and some of y'all in here, you will leave. 2 people went into the promised land, right. Joshua and Caleb. 2 million fell off. So every time I see some offended person walk out of our church, I just say, see ya. Because why? Not a lot of people can go. Not a lot of people going to make it in. Not a lot of people going to make it in because we're going to see today they love to negotiate, but you got to learn to say this. Everybody say it right now. I will. Never. negotiate. It's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. Every promise, because we're going to look at the promised land, Numbers 13, verse 1, because here's the deal. If we got a gospel, and the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom. There is no other gospel. It's the gospel of the kingdom. There is no gospel of salvation. There is no gospel of born again. It's all part of it, but it is Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. Say kingdom. It is the good news that you are now a king with dominion, and you never met a broke king. Never been a king sitting around whining. I wish somebody would do something for me. I need a handout. We don't even need welfare. If you own it, you ought to tell them, send it back. Like Pastor Mark just said, our supply comes from the home country. They take care of us in grand style too. Boy, sometimes people look at us and they want to look at us and they think, praise the Lord. Amen. They had their God over there, but it looks like they don't take care of them very well. They don't pay their bills on time. They don't tip real well. We ought to be the best tippers. Matter of fact, I've texted my wife from that seat right there. Just had a message from a lady that we were, I don't know her, but we were at Rhema at a meeting, and we went to Cheddar's, and I ended up, Lord just led me. He said, give her a $100 bill. Gave her a $100 bill, and he said, now ask if she needs prayer. And we prayed with her. It always happens too. Boy, you give somebody $100. I don't know if the $100 bill made her cry or if she just going, oh, God. But that was 2 years ago. She texted me last night, said, I watched your service this morning. It was awesome. It was fire. She's following now because of the goodness of God. Yeah. Really, the goodness of God. And she watches everything now because of the goodness of God. Amen. And people don't really care about your doctrine. They want to know, do you know this good God who said he's got good things, who has an abundant life for you? I came out, but I'm going to come in. God did not bring you out just to bring you out. He brought you out to bring you in. Where am I going? I'm going in. Say, I'm going in. I'm going in. And you got to be non-negotiable. We're going to see. Watch what he says in Numbers 13, 1 and 2. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving. Say, I am giving. Don't read it like a religious person. Say, I'm giving. Say, I'm giving. I am giving. I'm giving. Don't just get in the habit of just reading the Bible. Take it. God said, I am giving you the land. Praise the Lord. That's good news right there. Amen. So you would think if you were to go look at the land, you'd see that as your land. Amen. You would think if you go look at it and God's trying to bring you, say, in, then there's nothing that would cause you to negotiate with that. But there's something that kept 2 million of them out of the good land. They were negotiable. The enemy, now watch this. They come over the hill. They see the land. They said, man, the land is flowing with milk and honey. My God, it took 2 men to carry 1 cluster of grapes. This is amazing stuff. But watch what they said, if you will. Go over to we're just going to look at this in Numbers 13, 27. Then they told him, the land we went to, the land where you sent us, it truly does flow with milk and honey. And this is its fruit. But you are going to have to move your big butt. Your big butt right here will get you in trouble, keep you broke, keep you dead without seeing the promised land. But the land, watch this, but the people who dwell in the land are strong. Who cares? Say, who cares? Big money, big note, big bill. Everything we've ever done at our church, it took some big faith. If there's big people there, it must be going to be a big testimony. Right. Amen. I'm about to have a big story to tell. Amen. Amen. Now watch this. Most people, though, when they start to negotiate and they are negotiable, they see the big stuff, and big things scare most people. Everybody say this, though. Big things don't scare me. Big things don't scare me. Watch this, because he says right here, nevertheless, the people in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Anak was over there. Amalekites were over there. Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, and all the Ites. Every Ike cousin showed up. Everybody's over there. Well, you know what? I don't negotiate. If God said it's mine, then it's mine. If God said I got it, then I got it. If God said it's my land, then it's my land. We call it the promised land, but really the Bible, every promise in the book belongs to you. Yeah. Every promise is yes. Every promise is amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says this, for all the promises of God are yes. You got it back there? I know I didn't send these in advance like I was supposed to. I'm a bad preacher. Praise the Lord. I had an email to send all the scriptures I'm going to use. I'm like, how do I know that before I get up there? I'm like, what are you talking about? Send them in advance. Who would ever know that? Amen? We don't even know where we're going. For all the promises of God in him are, I got saved, First Baptist Church, Minden, Louisiana, where I'm from, and I got saved, and they handed me a book teaching the youth Sunday school class, and he said, teach them this, the Lord answers prayers, yes, no, and maybe. The Lord answers prayers, yes, no. It was in the book. And I done read this, and I said, they're all yes. Every promise is yes. And then the word amen is in there. They are yes, and they are amen means so be it. God's not going to be, God be. Amen. God's not going, God's not the great I will be, he's the great I am. God's not the great I was, he's the great I am. Now watch this. This means right here, every promise of God is yes and right now. And if faith is not now, it's not really faith. If you're waiting on God to do something, and we hear prayers all the time, they may be eloquent. Father, we come to you now on a humble, bowed down knee. We know you are Jehovah Rapha. You're Jehovah Nisi. We call on you, the great I am today. And we thank you, Father, that you come down. Our brother is sick here. And we know, Father God, if you see fit, you can heal him now. Thank you, Father. Touch my brother. You ain't prayed. None of that was prayer. Not one word of that was praying. Not one word of that was praying. You hadn't mentioned a promise yet. Prayer is returning his word to him. Prayer is enacting his word and enforcing. We are word enforcement officers. You ever heard those eloquent preachers? Well, Lord, I heard a guy one time at this event, boy, and he sure prayed. They say he prayed the house down. I just don't think God heard him. Well, Lord, we come to you. Hey, the louder you are, don't mean that. He hears his word. I'm watching over my word to perform it because his word's always yes. You can't get loud enough and you can cry for 7 weeks in your house and he don't listen to you. God's not moved by your emotion. He's not moved by your feelings. He is moved by faith and faith alone. And faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. We're word enforcement officers. I'm going into the land because God said, it is yes for me. And I will not negotiate with the yes. I'm non-negotiable. If he said I'm healed, then I'm healed. He said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed. He said I'm free, then I'm free. I don't negotiate even if it looks big. I'm about to have a big story to tell. I'm about to have a great big testimony. Unless I'm going to be like the other 2 million. I'm going to be like the two. Now, 2 million, which means a vast majority of people in here may die in the land of even unless you change. And here's what they negotiated first was in their head. Your first domain is in your brain. Write it down. If you don't take domain in your brain, you'll always stay the same. It's a rhyme and a rap that I'm trying to find one to rap. Amen? If your first domain is in your brain, if you don't take domain in your brain, you will always stay the same. What does this mean? They came over and they spied out the land and they saw big stuff on the land. This is not like David and Goliath. This is not like David and Goliath. This is not like Goliath standing up and talking trash. They didn't say a thing. They didn't even know they were there. They were spies. They didn't even hear a word from the enemy. They lied to themselves. They lied to them. You've been lying to yourself. And you need to quit lying to yourself and telling yourself, well, we're not able. I can't have it. Maybe those can have it, but I can't. No, if there's any Fortune 500 dude that can have it, I can have it. If anybody deserves it, God's children deserves the good land. Did you hear what I said? I mean, I will refuse and I don't negotiate and I will have my healing. I will have my blessing. I will live in overflow. I refuse to negotiate with any. Well, we used to have a policy in the U.S. I think we still do. I'm not sure. We do not negotiate with terrorists. Who's a number one terrorist in the universe? Who come to steal, to kill, and what? Destroy. Why are we negotiating in our head? Who told you? Who told you that you couldn't? Who told you that you look small? Who? Now you're having conversations and negotiations in your, because God didn't tell them. God said, that's yours. The mall was his before we ever had. What did we do? We danced around knowing that it was ours. 6 years before you signed on it. 6 years before they signed on the mall, I grabbed Pastor Earl's hand. I said, we ought to dance and sweat up here like we're crazy. Because God said it's yours. God not gonna do your blessing. He already done your blessing. If God is working on your blessing, then it's not provision. Provision means it's already ready. And what God had to do was get these children moving, but he couldn't get them moving for 40 years. Stuck like a stick in the mud. Couldn't get them moving because they were living by their feelings. And their flesh. And if the enemy can deal with you in the feelings realm and the flesh realm, you're defeated. Then they started talking about the leader. Moses brought us out here to die. My God, we're gonna die in the wilderness. We need a new leader. No, you're a bad follower. You're a bad follower. It's not the pastor. It's not Pastor Mark. You're gonna see more people leave here than stay here. Guaranteed. We have seen thousands go and hundreds stay. I think it's like that everywhere because you got a lot of sissies in the body of Christ. There's a lot of sissies. These people were sissies. Did you hear me? They saw something, didn't even get a threat verbally and lied themselves, talked themselves out of God's abundant promised land. What is the matter with church people? We got more division, strife, envy, things in the church, and it causes people to leave. They live in the flesh. And it is not okay. They negotiate. And once you start negotiating with the enemy, he is not trying just to get you offended. He wants you dead. You get offended, you get sick, you get out there, you get the disease, you fall out, you die, you got no church. Or you got one that you're not supposed to be at.
Right.
And there's some of y'all even probably in here giving a second thought. I mean, you know, you can't control the first thought, but you can control the second one.
That's right.
I like to say it like that. I didn't never give second thought to lack. Never gave second thought to sickness. The first thought always comes, but I don't take a second thought.
Yeah.
Amen. I've never given second thought to losing.
Yeah.
My family said, I left Louisiana. We had a business. I had an airplane. We had 9 employees. I owned a 15,000 square foot building in downtown Minden, Louisiana, the metropolis. Amen. Great big city. Had a big old building, the biggest building in town, 2 stories. And I mean, all of a sudden the Lord said, sell it all and go to Florida. I said, I don't know nobody in Florida. He said, I know everybody there. He said, I told you to go to Florida. I said, where? I don't know nothing about it. He said, so we started praying. Lord leads us to Fort Walton Beach. And if the Lord can't move you, he can't bless you.
Right.
See, God's not bringing the blessing to you. He's bringing you to the blessing.
Yeah.
I know it sounds good. Money cometh to me now. But you really gonna have to go to it. I've never found in the Bible where God's mailing this FedEx.
Yeah.
I got my blessing in the mail today. No, you're going to have a blessing as you go. There's another problem with the body of Christ. A lot of people are lazy. And your father worked 6 days and took off one. Why are you trying to work three and be off four? Ooh, I love that. I love you. I thought it was going to be funny today. Everybody said, I can't wait to laugh. Well, you might not be laughing. Everything ain't funny. I want to be, oh, I just thank God I'm going to get in a comedy show today. No, everything ain't funny. It ain't funny being broke. It ain't funny being sick. Amen. Healing is yours. Blessing is yours. Abundant life is yours today. Nothing funny about that. But you cannot negotiate, and it started in their head. It started in their mind because the enemy didn't say one word to them. They got good at lying to themselves. And you're still where you are. Maybe the devil don't even know your address. You blame him a lot, but I know this, the devil is not omnipresent. Bible says in Job, he was walking to and fro throughout the earth. So he's not everywhere at one time. You are very arrogant to think he visits your house. The devil was at my house today. He's probably over in the Middle East somewhere. Yeah. He's probably not at Valdosta on 23rd Street. The devil did it to me. You did it. You thought it. You're thinking small. You can't think big because your cousin was broke. Your mama was broke. Nobody ever went to the good land that you ever met.
Come on.
And you're going back and negotiating with your past. Your past is over. Boy, the devil is big about trying to get you. I am non-negotiable. I don't care if there's all... Man, Anak was over there. And then you find Caleb and Joshua saying, these will be bread for us. So what they were saying was, Anak is going to be our snack. If you own my land, you're getting off. Whoever's on my property is getting off. Here's the deal too. If you're not going to be... When are we going to have some people in the church with some faith? Rise up and say, time to build another building. Pastor Mark, when are we buying another piece of property? Amen. Let's go get that. Let's get the one. I know they saying we got issues with the red light and all that. Forget that. I don't negotiate. I'm non-negotiable. It's mine. Get off of my property. Get off of my blessing. Get off of my land. The healing is mine. I know the doctor said you got 3 months to live, but I'm planning my 3-year party. Amen. But what if the doctor could get you to negotiate with the cancer and say, right, well, it is big. You know, it kills most. I better make arrangements. Well, you're dead. I had somebody ask me one time, they said, Pastor, I'm in this wheelchair and I need you to pray for me. I know you're a man of God, full of faith and power. Will you get me, will you pray that I raise up? So we prayed for. She didn't get up. Then later we found out that she had just put a wheelchair ramp in because she planned on keeping the wheelchair. If you're going to plan on coming up out of the wheelchair, don't you build a wheelchair ramp. Amen. Put some stairs in, amen, because you're walking up them stairs. Oh, what you're getting ready for is getting ready for you. Moses was getting ready for a flood, and the flood came because he was preparing an ark. Faith is preparation, and what you are getting ready for. When are you planning your party in the promised land yet? Amen. We're looking at a property right now in Florida. We're moving there Friday. And I done got our list of people I want to invite over for a barbecue. And I'm going to lay up on that thing. It's waterfront. We said we'd never move out of our house unless we found something on the waterfront. And we hadn't even been looking. And God just wants to overtake you with blessing. When's the last time blessing chased you down in the street? You're like, my God, I wasn't even looking. God said, I'm just good. We weren't even looking for a house. And the Lord said, I got one waiting on you over here. A guy just remodeled. You don't even know nothing about it. It's down a long driveway that nobody's close to. And you're sitting right there on the water with a hot tub and a pool and an outdoor kitchen. And how would you like that? I said, I'm big enough to do big stuff. There would have been a time I would have been like my other immediate family member that was looking for $44. Can I hold $44? I got to finish my light bill. I'm like, what a sad, sad situation. And he's a believer. But he's in the land of not even. He's in the land of negative. At least right now, negative 44, amen? But if the enemy can get you to negotiate with your past, you'll think like you used to. What you used to be means nothing. How many giants are there means nothing. I don't negotiate with my past. I mean, I went to St. Martin and preached St. Martin recently, and I went down to St. Martin. What's the bishop? No, St. Martin, Hilton, Pastor Hilton, Bishop Hilton down in St. Martin, and went down there and preached, and I don't know, I've shared a little bit of my story, but I was addicted to alcohol, to gambling, and to very wild living. We would wake up, I'm from Louisiana, but I'd wake up often in Florida and not know how I got there. Anybody ever been like that? None of y'all in here, you're liars, amen? Some of y'all, well, you're not, I never went that far. Well, I wasn't no little league sinner, we was a major sinner, amen? I didn't believe in social drinking. I wanted to drink to get what we call toe up. Anybody ever done that? No, I'm not raising my hand. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody know? When I'm sitting here and I had this testimony of all the alcohol you could drink, I go into this hotel, but now I'm down there to preach an outreach conference. The message I was preaching was launch out into the deep for a great catch. And then going out for a great catch. And I stood up. They brought me in to preach there. And boy, the enemy tried immediately to get me to negotiate with the old Roddy. Negotiate with the old Roddy. And the old Roddy, there was nothing in my past for me. Did you hear me? The Crown and Coke wasn't working. The Miller Lite wasn't working. The porn didn't work. The running around, the party lifestyle was killing me, and I was depressed, and I was sad at night. I was sleeping myself. I was crying myself to sleep. Anybody ever been there? You thought you was living, but you was really dying. But I had an alcohol problem. They brought me to the hotel room, and they said, Pastor Roddy, that right, and it was a person that, they didn't say, actually the person that brought me to the room was the bellman, and he just kind of took my stuff up. He didn't know I was pastor or anything. He looks up, and later Apostle and them comes up, but he comes in, and he says, this is your room here, and here's where this is, and on top of this cabinet here is all of the vodka you can drink. All of the vodka you can drink, and when you get finished with that bottle, it's free, we'll bring you more. I'm in St. Martin, and no family's with me. Oh, I could have negotiated. Oh, I could have said, have you ever been far away and you thought nobody was going to know? Nobody would know if I did this right now. All of a sudden, he had all the vodka you could drink up there. But I had done decided years ago, I'm non-negotiable. Yeah. I'm non-negotiable. And they can put it up there. You can put 52 kegs up there on ice and I'm not tapping them. Keg party, amen? Keg party. I done been to them. We put them on. Keg party. Now, why? Because I'm not negotiating. I don't negotiate. Amen. If you done decided I don't negotiate with sin, watch this. Now, the other thing about this hotel was there was a casino in the lobby. So every time I left the lobby, I had to go buy blackjack tables, crap tables, 7-11, snake eyes most of the time. Amen. And they out there gambling, throwing money around. And I'm sitting here like, I don't negotiate. Because that was my big one. I lost a lot of money gambling. And I had to walk through this casino, and I'm like, I don't negotiate. I'm non-negotiable. I got to go to the, boy, if I could have got hung up in that land, I'd have went right back to the old me. But when you're non-negotiable, anything can happen, and looking, the enemy can bring anything in front of you, and you're like, I don't negotiate. So I'm down there laying on the beach, LSU hat on. Cut off sleeves on a shirt, shorts on, and flip-flops. Did not look like a preacher. Didn't look like a preacher at all. And I'm laying, St. Martin has the coolest airport where the plane comes down right over the beach, and it looks like the planes are going to hit people in the head. And I'm laying there in this chair just watching the planes come in, because you could lay right there and you watch them come. Some reason that day there wasn't nobody on the beach. Nobody was on the beach, and I'm sitting out there and I'm watching the planes, and there was nobody there but me. It was this resort they put me on, and all of a sudden here come Sweet Thing in a G-string bikini. Wearing less than Victoria and all the secrets. And there was 100 long layout chairs on this beach. And I mean, this is, I know. When I found, after all this happened, I said, I know I'm saved. She came and she didn't choose one 10 down. She didn't choose one 5 down. She came to the one next to me and didn't just lay out, rolled over like this. I said, you freaky woman. I said, this, what is she doing? What is she, crazy? I said, all of a sudden I had a phone in my pocket. I'm like, oh Lord. I'm like, I had sunglasses on my head. I'm like, hey babe, hey, how you doing? Yeah, praise the Lord, glory to God. I got up and run from this woman. I'm talking about she was up to, y'all know some women up to no good. But if you'll negotiate, you can stay stuck. I said, I'm non-negotiable. Say non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable that I'm staying in the land of even. I got to get to more than enough. I got to get to milk and honey. I'm looking for milk and honey. I don't want to just keep paying Verizon. I don't want to just keep paying my light bill. Some of you are still believing that your Verizon is getting paid. Some of you are still in the land of even. Don't die there. Why are you there? You're negotiating and you're talking to yourself. The devil said, the devil had nothing to do with them dying in the wilderness. They spied out the land. They saw big stuff. They negotiated in their head. They said, we're not able. And it kept them in the life they weren't supposed to have. God's plan for you is no more than 11 days of even. How long can I stay in this even territory? If you've been in it longer than 11 days, if you're in it right now, you got about a week and a half more. Anybody can believe you only got a week and a half more of even. Or I might be looking at a bunch of blessed people right here. Why do you need to be blessed? So you can be a what? Blessing. I believe God that I will be able not only to pay my bills, but everybody on my street. Did you hear me? I believe we right now have 18 wheelers, box trucks, stages. We had 200 born again 2 weeks ago in Kissimmee, Florida. What do? We're going all over the country. We're going to Missouri this year. We're going to Florida. We're going to Houston. We're going to South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky. That's the states we got left to go to. And what are we doing? What are we doing? We got to be blessed because we don't just have doctrine. We got to have demonstration. Anybody can preach a message. Lord told me, if you can't do it, stop preaching it. Yeah. Amen. I don't want to hear a good sermon. I want to see it lived out. Praise the Lord. I want to see the mall danced in. Amen. Remodeled. Amen. Awesome stuff. That's why I told the people before I even come over here, I'm going over here to hang with some people doing some kingdom business. Yeah. Amen. And it's not the preacher, because you may be saying, well, that works good for you because you're a preacher. Well, come up here and you'll get ordained. We'll ordain you today. Amen. That works for preachers, not for me. No, it works for believers. Right. Believers that walk in and say, I don't compromise. I don't negotiate. I'm going in. Say, I'm going in. Amen. God did not bring you out to leave you here. This is stirring on me. We brought it up in staff meeting 2 or 3 days ago. I said, I think we don't have long left to get over there. Right. And God can supernaturally take you in. And you say, how'd I get this? I don't know. I don't have a 12-step program for you. I can't tell you, you know, my name is Roddy, and I just want to explain to you 12 steps on how I got the blessing of God. 14 reasons of success. I'm just playing. 14 steps of success. Everybody ready? Write them down. Amen. Y'all need me a rag up here. Praise. Oh, you brought me one? Or is that yours? I'm not going to throw water. Everybody thinks I'm going to throw water. That's why I took the mic today, actually. No, I don't throw water a lot, and people think I do. At Rhema, when I preached at camp meeting, that was just a rare thing. I don't throw water all the time. And people think I get wild. I'm mainly a teacher. I have a teaching gift, amen? And I prefer to sit on stools when I preach and sit back and just go very slow. Break it down for you, line upon line, precept. Lord told me, though, he said, lead by precept and example. Say amen. Amen. How many think people ought to be able to look at you without even talking to you? And it looks like you All right, because people like to ask me sometimes, why are you so excited? I said, well, how come you're not? Don't make me feel weird because I'm excited. It's weird to me that you're not. Why are you so happy? Why are you so sad? Why are you sweating? Why aren't you? You get used to sitting in that chair? When you gonna run around the building like you already blessed? Amen. When you gonna dance like you already got it? If you can't dance without, you may never go in. And most people, they'll negotiate their prayer, they'll negotiate their praise, and they'll negotiate their giving. People don't go to prayer meetings because they don't think it works. It says you to give everything you got. You got, and we just had to do a lot of bank work, and I am blown slap away. I was the one borrowing, holding $44. Can I hold $44? And the bank had to have all our stuff broke down, and I had to stay at the church all night long and see what all's this, what all's over here. And I went, amazing grace. Amazing grace. I never thought God could be that good. Not a brag. I brag on him. God is awesome. God is good. If he did it for anybody, especially this drunk joker, he'd do it for you. If God did it anywhere, he'd do it right here. If God did it any time, he'd do it right now. Quit thinking I can't and we're not able. We going in. Say, I'm going in. See, this is about dominion and domain. And if we're not taking territory, I think we just got a sermon. But if we showing people, we clearing out stuff, taking new territory, getting new buildings, putting in a coffee shop, amen, building the kingdom, doing this thing, watch, and watch, the pastor don't need to be the only one excited. Right. It's, see, some of y'all have missed about five opportunities to stand up and shout already. Hallelujah. At our church, it had already been 10 people running. Sunday morning we run. Everybody's like, why are you getting so excited? That's the happy church. That's a nickname for us in the town. That's those happy people. You just wait. You happy thing. You won't stay happy forever. God will wipe that smile off your face. What are you smiling at, Big Daddy? Huh? It's not funny. Yeah. Huh? Why are you so happy? Well, God's been good to me. And if it makes you mad that I'm happy, then I hope you stay mad. Because I'm going to stay happy. And just because you're sad don't mean I'm going to get sad. How many of you know you don't have to take on somebody else's trouble, pressure, sadness, amen? I get people coming to my office for counseling. I said, tell me your little pitiful story one time. They stop coming to my office quickly. We eliminate counseling all the time. Because everybody want to come in and tell you, Pastor, I got her. Story, okay. I said, what is it? I was abused. I was addicted. I said, all right, now, listen, I heard it once. Now forget those things better behind and let's stand up and rejoice. Amen. What? Let's stand up and shout a little while because I'm not going to listen to that again. We're not listening to that pity party again. See, all a lot of people want is some sympathy. A lot of people even go to church to get their problem fixed. Then they leave the church. Jesus is their Band-Aid. Fix me, Jesus. Okay, I'm back. I don't even know why we're talking about any of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you glad that God wants to use you as advertisement about how good he treats his children? Lord, I'll be your billboard. If nobody else wants to participate in the program, I'll do it. Lord, show everybody how good you are. And if you got to do it through me, because all these other 2 million sissies won't do it. We need to cast the spirit of sissy out of a whole lot of people. Who cares if there's giants on the land? Who cares if it's big? Who cares if it's $1 million note or a $1.5 million note? House we're going into is three times our note right now. And the Lord showed it to. Here's an example too, and I just thought of this right now. There was a businessman in our church. He was a contractor. He builds houses. We told him, if you ever hear of a house on the water, that's the only thing we would move out of our house for. Because the house we're in now has a deck and a pool and a hot tub and an outdoor kitchen and all that stuff. It just don't have the waterfront. I said, we would move if it was the right deal. And the Lord brings us over there and just shows it to us. How many of you know God will just show it to you? Because he wants to see how big you are, because he's big. God never met a note. He flinched at. He never met a note and went, how can we pay that? If you first look at the payment on something, you're a small town thinker. If the first thing you look at is the price tag, God might not be asking you to pay for it. He might be asking you to believe for it.
Right.
If the first thing you go looking at, I'm talking about living long. Anybody interested? King's dominion. Yeah. And if we're going to preach this kingdom,
yeah,
we can't stay the same. We can't stay living where we are and hear this message. Now, you can go to First Church down the road. First whatever, Presbyterian, Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Church of God down by the river. You can go to some of those religious places and come in there and stay the same the rest of your life and die broke and die sick. And they can't get you healed or blessed. Matter of fact, they'd love you to just come on in there and have a pity party with all of them. It's rough on me. Come over here and sit by me, sweetie. It's rough on me too. Come to our small group. We have a pitiful small group. We'd love you to come to our pitiful small group. We have small group session every Wednesday night, Thursday night, and it is all about everybody coming in and sharing their troubles. Tell the Lord all about your troubles. Tell him about your problems. He knows you. He knows you. And he does. And if you go read the story about these people right here, he says, how long am I going to put up with these people? Boy, God is not interested in looking at you stay the same. He saw them and he said, they've been there 40 years now. I guess I'm just going to have to kill them all. He wanted to kill them. God, if you're in the land of Eden longer than you're supposed to be, God's getting tired of you. Love you. How do I know? Because he's told me before. Let me say that. He's told me before, how long you going to stay there? How long you going to keep being week to week, believing for the light bill, believing for the... Lord said, that's small living. He said, I need you to start thinking bigger because I want to do bigger things through you. And really, even small ministry is meeting budgets. Small ministry is budget meeting, paying staff, paying electric bills. That's small. That's small. That's. But when you get out in the deep, believing for more than enough to go out and give it away.
Yeah.
How many of you love to know that you just, Lord, I just want so much that I can just go out and give it away. This is a prosperity message, but it's also a kingdom message.
Yeah.
And if you're not thinking advancement and you're not thinking dominion and more territory, this is all about more territory. Anybody want to advance the kingdom? I mean, I know this group does. We got a church here, a church, St. Augustine, a church in Nicaragua. Got another coming. Dominican Republic. Amen. Amen. How many of you know if you hang around some small towns, there's people that have, we have had people leave churches because we have come and done outreaches. They said, we're spending that money on bicycles and reaching those people like that. That's a waste of money. And I had a pastor come up to me and he said, Pastor, I had a guy come up to me today. He left my church right here at the park and we got 800 people at this event. I said, praise the Lord. You want me to dance with you? You don't need no sorry people like that in your church. Looking at what we're going to reach people with the gospel. Did you hear what I said? Let's dance that they left. Some people you rejoice when they're gone. I'm tired of looking at your frown, amen? I'm tired of looking at you crying and whining. When are we going to go ahead and stand up and say, glory to God, I'm going in and God, nothing can stop me. It's not negotiable. Nothing is going to be able to keep me out. I'm going in. I'm going in. I'm going in. I don't want you to clap. I want you to act like you're serious. Hey! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Some of y'all not good at this. I said, go ahead and shout. Go ahead and rejoice. I'm going in. Rejoice over here to get over there. Hallelujah. 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 Get a little bit better at this. Amen. Get a little bit better at that shouting stuff. You know, if the Georgia Bulldogs won the championship, it was louder at your house than that. One more time. Shout.
Hey!
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You say, does it take all that? Absolutely. I'll say this, if you stay quiet, you're going nowhere. That's not my personality. Thank God he changes personalities. You don't have any excuse to sit there when you hear about the goodness of God. We sing songs, boy. The goodness, what's that song, The Goodness of God? How's it go? I just went blank. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so. You look around in churches, they singing about his goodness and faithfulness and looking sad. All my life you have been so, so good. You're like, tell your face. I mean, you're saying he's been so, so good and you look so, so sad. All my life you have, I will sing of the goodness of God. Now, are you crying because he's good or are you crying because you're bad? There's a big difference. Let's go take dominion. Because the kingdom, if you've heard it for 3 years now and you're not advancing, you might have a doctrine. But God's more interested in a demonstration. This isn't a teaching. This is a lifestyle. I can know the ins and outs of how faith works. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, blah, 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 all of that. We know it all. But if you know how faith works and it ain't working, you better check up on you. If you're still having to scrap and claw for Verizon for 27 years, I mean, something's wrong. Yeah, you get 11 days to do that stuff. You got 11 days to come at it. You get another week and a half to get that frown turned around. Amen? And we said it in one of these Kingdom Rise conferences. It's not okay to wear a frown and a crown. It's not okay to wear a frown and a crown. Amen? Everybody say, I'm royalty. Now stick your chest out a little bit and say, I'm royalty. I'm not a slave. I'm a son. I'm not a sinner. I'm a son. I'm a son of God. I'm not the son of God, but I am a son of God. I'm not the anointed one, but I am an anointed one. And if you don't get you a new identification, you'll die in the wilderness like 2 million. And don't be mad when people don't come with you. Your family won't even get excited that you got saved. You thought your family was going to be happy for you that you're born again. And now they're talking about you. Yeah. I thought my family was going to be happy because Roddy's now saved. I'm not drunk anymore. I'm not broke. I don't have a sticker on the back of my window for no insurance. Y'all laughing. Some of y'all got that sticker. Now, you would think, now I'm preaching and we're blessed and they watch us get this house, that church, this thing, that plane, this stuff, that stuff. On the second plane now. Going to be on the third shortly. And what are they going to say? Now, they're also poor talking. Y'all know them. Yeah. Y'all got some family like that? You know it's rough on a brother. Y'all heard them during COVID. You know it's hard on everybody. I said, shut up. It ain't hard on me. We had our best year ever. Right. We reached more people ever. Yeah. And I don't play in your rough year.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Marcy, when you coming up? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've been waiting on you to get up here the whole time. One more time. Rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Now say this out loud. Say, I refuse to negotiate with an invisible enemy in my head. I win. I come out on top. I'm above. I'm never beneath. I win. I win. I win. Now act like winners. Act like winners.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast today. We trust you received a word from God. If you enjoyed this teaching, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. By subscribing, you'll be sure to receive a new message every week as soon as they are made available. And if you'd like to learn more about Anchor Faith Church, you can stop by our website at anchorfaithvaldosta.com. There you'll find our locations and service times, ministries that are available for you and your family. You can even give financially in support of the ministry. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on the Anchor Faith Church podcast.